Along those lines, there was an update from the NSABP looking at their trial B42, which was a very clean study of women who'd had 5 years of endocrine therapy and then were randomized to ongoing letrozole therapy or to no further treatment. And the benefits there are modest. There's probably about a 3-4% reduction in the risk of recurrence, particularly in women who had node-positive breast cancer. So again, I think what's happening in clinical practice is that we're recommending more endocrine therapy to certain groups of women. That would be obviously premenopausal women who have higher risk cancers who are being advised to get ovarian suppression in addition to endocrine therapy. And then secondly, particularly stage 2 or 3, particularly node positive breast cancer patients, where we will be pushing longer durations of antiestrogen treatment to help prevent a recurrence. And by contrast, women with stage 1 disease, women with lower risk tumors, probably 5 years of endocrine therapy is sufficient.
I'm still mulling over what you were saying about the fact that the risk of delayed recurrence may be less than what we thought it was based on older trials.
Those were trials where some of the women had had chemotherapy and some had not. They'd all had 5 years of endocrine treatment. But remember what happened in 2002 was we started to use the aromatase inhibitors far more heavily. And I think that has lowered the risk of both near-term and long-term recurrence. We're doing sentinel node mapping, so we have a much better definition of how much disease there is in the nodes than we used to have. So I think that all fits with contemporary practice.
That's interesting. Maybe, I don't know, is there any reason to think an AI would have more of an effect in terms of delayed recurrence than tamoxifen?
You know, in the big 198 trials, the benefits of the AI are present for a few years. And then if you wait till like year 15, it all kind of smurfs together a little bit more. So I don't have an immediate suggestion as to why that would account for a lower risk of late recurrence. But there is, you know, through year 10, there's a small benefit still favoring the AIs.
Yeah, I was just flashing on the ATAC trial when that was presented. That was like, what, 9,000 people or something?
9,000 people. Big 198 was 8,000 people. The exemestane adjuvant trials. There have been over 100,000 patients treated with adjuvant aromatase inhibitors on trial. It's the single most studied drug in the history of medical oncology in that context.
Wow. Yeah, no, amazing.